Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. This episode of Plain Talk is entitled Cockpit Weather. A flight around the circuit in a VFR day does not require a lot of weather planning outside of reviewing the METTARs and TAFs. A 3-hour cross-country flight transiting between weather systems can see changes to weather en route and at the final destination. So it's a bit of a different story. Many of us fly piston-powered aircraft below 18,000 feet flying in the weather. Pilots flying turbines and jets are able to get above the weather for the bulk of their flight, but the same problem exists as the pilot descends into the weather flying the approach at the destination airport, as an example. Access to in-flight weather tools helps pilots make informed decisions. In-flight aviation weather sources include, of course, a radio call to flight services, or ATC, ADS-B 978N, which right now is an American product only, airborne data access using LT or satellite-delivered weather, airports ADIS, AWOS, LWIS, Sirius XM weather, onboard lightning detectors, and, of course, the Cadillac being onboard weather radar. Access to weather data such as METTARs, TAFs, NEXRAD, while en route to your destination, provides a certain degree of comfort while allowing for planning to an alternate airport if the weather at the destination airport goes below your personal comfort levels. Weather solutions require a number of things: a service, wireless communications, onboard hardware, and an app. As an example, Sirius XM weather service delivered over satellite to a Garmin GDL52 portable receiver using 4Flight to display the weather products. Cellular connectivity can be used to drive electronic flight bags, browser-based websites, and weather apps such as AeroWeather. Typically, the connectivity robustness of the average cellular connection delivered by a mobility player will be diminished as your aircraft transitions between cellular towers or gains altitudes. Now, there are some exceptions to the rule. Gogo Air, as an example, has an air-to-ground cellular network that's good to 40,000 feet. However, don't expect the same performance while airborne versus the departure airport's pilot's lounge connected over LTE or Wi-Fi. Airborne cellular connectivity is not pervasive and as such should not be relied upon. As the aircraft descends into the higher altitudes, cellular reception will diminish until it's lost. In comes satellite connectivity. Satellite weather can be delivered through two connection types, Sirius XM and IP. Think of IP as Globalstar, Iridium, and Telesat. Sirius XM provides a variety of aviator weather products, which are delivered into the cockpit through an XM weather receiver. The weather data is aged when it is downloaded to your receiver and could be as old as 20 minutes. Sirius XM's satellite provides coverage for most of Canada, excluding the north and parts of Labrador. Garmin XM weather receivers include the GDL52 and 52R, the GXM42, the GDL69A, and the GRS52, and, of course, legacy XM-equipped GPS handhelds. Before the advent of the iPad and electronic flight bags like 4Flight and Garmin Pilot, Garmin's GPS Map 396 and 496 was a cost-effective solution for GA pilots to receive XM weather. Garmin's Kinext product, when coupled with a GRS56, provides weather products, messaging, and telephone calls, satellite calls that is, all integrated into the panel controlled by Garmin Pilot and or the panel's avionics. Pilots and owners on a budget may wish to consider older technologies such as Cirrus XM's discontinued SXAR1, which was designed for use with ForeFlight. For aircraft renters, a portable device like Garmin's GDL51 or 52 is ideal. The battery-powered GDL51, which is an XM-only product, or the GDL52, which is ADS-B and XM, uses Bluetooth to connect to your tablet or smartphone and supports many electronic flight bags like ForeFlight, Garmin Pilot, Flight Plan Go. Currently, Wings X does not support XM. The receiver includes XM, GPS, ADS-B on the GDL52, Bluetooth, an altitude sensor, cabin pressure sensor, internal battery, mounting hardware, and a variety of internal ports. The receiver's Bluetooth connection supports two smart devices connected at a time. Included is both USB and cigarette lighter adapter charging cables with a battery capacity of 5 hours. External ports allows the GDL51 or 52 to be integrated into the panel to a variety of Garmin products, as well as power, external GPS, XM, and ADS-B antennas. The GDL5152 can be hardwired with data displayed onto Garmin's Era 660, 795, 796 portables, and G3X panel touch displays with audio connectivity to a variety of audio panels. Garmin Pilot, which can be used in a subscription-free mode, can be used to control the GDL5152, including firmware upgrades, XM audio channel selection and volume, Bluetooth connectivity, AHARS and ADS-B. A 3-month free trial Sirius XM weather subscription is included. The GDL52 is $1,598 Canadian with XM and ADS-B, while the GDL51 is $903 Canadian, and again, is XM weather only. For pilot owners who wish to integrate XM weather into panel-mounted navcoms like Garmin's GTX or GNS or Avidyne's IFD, series, Garmin 69 or 69A should be considered. Sirius Canada Aviators packages are the Express package, which is $29.99 or $329.89 a year. The Preferred package, which is $59.99 a month or $659.89 a year. The Pro package, which is $99 a month and $1,089.99 Canadian a year, and Pilot for ForeFlight, which is $39.99 and $439.89 respectively. Annual contracts essentially deliver 12 months of service at the price of 11 months. You can see Sirius's website for more details. That's at www.siriusxm.ca/siriusxm-aviation for all the package details. A service subscription is paired to the XM antenna's serial number. Your service can be moved to a new receiver through a quick call to their tech support. Sirius XM audio services can be added into your subscription at a discounted rate. Purchase any new Sirius XM Aviation subscription between January 1 and December 31st of 2019 And you can receive a complimentary one-year COPA membership or a credit towards your next membership renewal. Check with COPA's website to see if the member benefit has been renewed. SiriusXM offers a $200 mail-in rebate based upon purchasing certain Garmin XM receivers, again, valid until December 31st, 2019. Again, check SiriusXM and Garmin's website to see if there's any rebates that are currently valid. The GDL-52 and SiriusXM Weather are perfect for Canadians flying in North America. ADS-BN provides weather products while in or near the U.S., where ADS-B infrastructure has been built with overlapping ground radar. For the most part, while flying in the Greater Toronto Area, with less than 60 nautical miles to Buffalo, ADS-B weather is rarely seen at altitudes below 3,000 feet. Again, Canadian METARs and TAFs are not included in ADS-B. An alternative to all this tech is a call to a flight service station for a weather update. FSS can be reached on 126.7 megahertz or on discrete frequencies found in the FISE RCO radio call signs section of the planning section of the Canadian Flight Supplement. Monthly weather subscriptions cost less than what we might spend on a cup of coffee. Having access to weather en route provides an element of comfort, which of course is priceless. Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.